I am joined now in the studio by some friends, good friends of the station at Eat the Frog Fitness in Chapel Hill, who are putting on an event this Saturday. It's their Spring Into Shape event where they are celebrating their current members, looking forward to meeting some new faces and getting folks ready as we get warmer weather out there and helping folks get fit. Joining me today is Rob Parker, one of the owners of Eat the Frog, as well as Kevin Corbin, who is a founding Frog member. He's been attending classes at the fitness company since they opened in Chapel Hill last year. Rob and Kevin, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today. How are you?
Thanks for having us, man.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So, Rob, turning to you first, Eat the Frog offers several personalized small group training options. Your whole thing is that you've got three different types of classes that people can take. You've got strength, agility, and cardio. Can you tell us a little bit about the science of having those three classes and what you guys do to monitor people's progress?
Yeah, absolutely. So like all of our programs are designed for every fitness level. So no matter whether you've never worked out before, whether you're an Olympic athlete, you can come in, you can get a great workout in. And one of the really great things about what we do is we have this virtual trainer named Tad, who's on these screens throughout the studio, who's actually taking you through the whole workout. He instructs, he counts down, demonstrates the exercises, everything. And so that's how we allow for 24-hour access, is once you're used to the system, you could come in at midnight and do a whole session. Tad takes you through your whole workout. If you're looking for a little bit more personalized attention, we have coached sessions. And during those coached sessions, the coach who's personal training certified can actually stop and work with you one-on-one. They're there to motivate everybody, make modifications for some of the exercises that may be too hard or too easy. But then they can also stop and work with you one-on-one if you need help with form, things like that. So you're basically getting a personal trainer unlimited. You can work with as much as you want in a group setting, so you're not getting them just standing there staring at you the whole time, stuff like that. And you get the feel of the community, you know, working out with other people, which is really great. Everything we do is low impact, so there's no, like, treadmills. We don't run. We don't do anything that could be high impact on your joints. We use like rowers and spin bikes for cardio, which we use the TRX, which is one of my favorite pieces of equipment. Because again, no matter whether you've never worked out before or you're an Olympic athlete, there's hundreds of exercises you can do on a TRX using nothing but your own body weight. Then we have these other things that are called new bells, which are really cool. They're like dumbbells, but they're designed to go all the way around your hand. And it's actually helps out a lot with stability of the joints while you're lifting. And I'm a huge fan of lifting with the new bells.
Those are some of the types of things that people can check out. I do want to turn to you real quick, Kevin, since you have been a member at Eat the Frog since they opened last year. Does that workout style work for you? What really has interested you and led you to be a member for this past year?
Right. Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you for having me.
I'm
excited to talk about this because it's something that I have found has been incredibly helpful for me and I've been really successful at it. I'm a very competitive person to begin with, so I've tried a lot of different workout regimens. Certainly the camaraderie that you get at Eat the Frog is unlike anything I've really been involved with before. And really the blend of technology with the heart rate monitors, you can see where you are on the screen. It's tailored to the individual, which is great. So I can challenge myself, but I'm also kind of competing against the other folks in the class. You know, as Rob said, you know, Tad's up there kind of walking you through the workout as well. But then you have that extra added motivational support from the at-the-elbow coaching that you receive. And so it's been really wonderful. 55 minutes goes really quickly, and that's not really easy to say about a workout generally.
Yeah, absolutely. Rob, do you have any other kind of things to preview that you guys typically use to help folks get fit and into shape?
No, I mean, it's, you know, the sandbags are probably the only other piece of equipment I didn't really cover, and those, like, replace kettlebells, medicine balls, and they're a lot easier, a lot safer to use. It's, you know, so many different things we can use compared to just having, like, a kettleball. But Kevin definitely hit, you know, the nail on the head as far as, you know, the community feel. You know, you can come in, you can just get a workout in, you can come in, meet with the other members and basically kind of, like, compete against them. You know, in a friendly competition type way,
right.
You know, like Kevin's, he's one of those, especially where if he sees somebody burning more calories than him, it's going to motivate him to push harder. And then the person who sees that, who is already burning those calories, they see Kevin starting to try to catch up with them. They start to get into it more. And then by the end of the session, like, now that person and Kevin know each other because they just competed, you know, a little friendly competition. Maybe Kevin won, maybe he didn't. Most likely probably didn't, but it's okay.
I would say the other piece to this, though, that I think maybe we don't put enough emphasis on is my wife and I work out together there. And, you know, we can work out, you know, have the same workout, push each other, and get great results. But it's really built to be able to really help you no matter what fitness level you're at. So that's been great as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It certainly sounds like it, as you guys say, from either beginning or Olympic athlete, you get a whole range of things. You were just hearing from Kevin Corbin, who is a founding Frog member of Eat the Frog Fitness, as well as Rob Parker, who is a co-owner of Eat the Frog Chapel Hill, in the studio with us talking about their Spring Into Shape event this weekend. You can find them at etfchapelhill.com. And as always, this conversation brought to us by Eat the Frog Fitness. Kevin, Rob was just talking about your competitive nature. You were too. You're actually participating in a nationwide contest with Eat the Frog, or were, and you were in the running for a $10,000 prize. That's pretty impressive. Can you share some more details on that?
Sure. No, it's exciting. I heard about the challenge and had to give it a shot because I knew, number one, it was going to be good for me to just push myself to work out more, and then also just had that, obviously, that carrot of possibly winning $10,000. So it's an eight week regimen where basically you go in and get measurements taken of percent body fat and your weight and all of those types of things. And in order to qualify for the $10,000, you have to reach a certain threshold. You either have to lose 20 pounds in those 8 weeks or 5% body fat. And so I worked really hard. The nice piece of this too is you have that real one-on-one coaching. And so Rob and I worked on a specific plan for me, both in the gym, but then also outside of the gym. So eating right and taking care of myself outside of the gym, which is really important. And throughout all of that, I was able to drop over 8.5% body fat, and I'm sleeping better. I feel better. I think the biggest downside, honestly, was that I had to invest some money in tailoring of clothes because they didn't fit as well anymore, and I'll take that any day.
Like, I don't think even, you know, people realize that. That's 8.6% body fat in 8 weeks that he lost. Now, I always tell people this, too. You know, Kevin's amazing because he followed the plan to a T. You know, he didn't make excuses. It really came down to, we had a few weeks of a buildup just so he could kind of realize, like, hey, you know, this is, like, dieting is absolutely the hardest part. And the, you know, the amount of calories that you kind of have to eat and clean and stuff like that. But Kevin, impressively, I mean, he stuck to it 100%. And I think the results definitely speak for themselves. And at 8.6% body fat in 8 weeks, I would be blown away if he does not win that $10,000.
Well, fingers crossed, and congratulations
Thank
on
you.
That. You, I'm sure you already are aware of that being a pretty great achievement. We'll see if you can bring home that top prize too. Now, Rob, turning back to you, that kind of intensive program is not exactly what people can expect at this event that's coming up over the weekend, but they can expect to begin, you know, feeling pretty fit and kind of starting that road there. Can you share us a little bit more with us about what to expect when people show up to the Spring Into Shape event this Saturday?
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, it's definitely not as intense as dieting, that's for sure. It's going to be, you know, more of just a chance to stop by and kind of get to take a tour of the studio, check it out, you know, see what we're all about. And more importantly, get to, you know, meet people like myself and my partner, Derek, and other members like, you know, Kevin here, and get to kind of hear their side of the story, hear, you know, what they think of the studio. We'll also have workouts that day that you can come do. If you want to come do a free workout, you just got to get with us ahead of time so we can schedule you into that session. And then we'll have vendors, you know, like we'll have Summit Coffee there. Summit Coffee is going to be providing coffee in the morning, and then we're going to be providing food and drinks later in the evening. We've got a lot of giveaway items. We've got supplement companies that have, you know, given us a lot of things to give away, like Metrics and stuff like that. And LA Bikini will be there as well. They're also in the in Village Plaza with us, and they're a pretty amazing crew. So they're going to come down and kind of show what it is that LA Bikini does. They do sugaring. And so they'll be there, and then we're going to have, like I said, a lot of giveaway items, stuff like that. But the big, big grand prize we're giving away is 1 month free.
Well, there you go.
1 month free of unlimited coach sessions at Eat the Frog.
There you go. Once again, that is going to be from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., kind of all day on Saturday, as you mentioned, Rob, at the Village Plaza location for Eat the Frog Fitness. Once again, their website, etfchapelhill.com. Guys, we've got to begin wrapping up the conversation, but Kevin, anything else that you want to say to our listeners who might be considering joining a gym, looking to try and get a little bit more fit as the summer is coming?
Yeah, I would say, come on out and at least talk with not only Rob and Derek, but talk with the different members to see what our take is on it. Don't just take my word for it. There's a lot of diversity there, and it's been a great experience. It's a wonderful community, and no workout is ever exactly the same, and so that in itself is motivating. I would definitely encourage anybody to stop on out.
Well, once again, this conversation brought to us by Eat the Frog Fitness Chapel Hill. Visit their website, etfchapelhill.com, to learn more about their 8-week program that guarantees results. Rob Parker, Kevin Corbin, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us, man. We really appreciate it.
Of course.